Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The following message is from Dwayne the Mattress Guy from Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough.
Hey Ryan, just calling in for Hoppy in the Morning. Your podcast's been killing it lately. Been loving it. Got the good vibes going. Nice job. That's right. We're doing 50 to 80% off retail. We've got the $25 down plan. You've got to call me, text me. You know my number, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a private showing. Come take a look at all the queens that we have on display, but I've also got kings, fulls, and twins. Whatever you like, we're taking on the same day. Just the other day, a guy was in, Javain came in, I think 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a king, got the mattress and the box spring. And, he had a 1 o'clock appointment with me, and I think it was on a Thursday. And we had it in his bedroom before 2 o'clock. It was like 10 minutes to two, I was pulling up to his house. So, I mean, it's that easy. And, you know, I take care of my people. It's one-on-one. I don't have a bunch of employees. Yeah, 813-452-5555, Ryan. You're doing a good job there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help. And that's why I loved, using, Mattress by Appointment to sponsor the podcast.
Anything you hear may and will be used against you.
Thank you.
Oh, security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
You can't hear your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's yeah. 7 foot tall. He's
a kid.
Right.
He's a kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Ah, what's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Call the show, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And like as you heard at the beginning of the show, being brought to you by Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough with Dwayne, the Mattress Guy. 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555. We have so much to get into. All right, here. I had no idea that the MLB All-Star Game was last night. I don't know if you noticed, but it had record low ratings. I don't know if you knew anybody that went, hey, did you watch the MLB All-Star Game last night? It was so much fun watching a bunch of guys make $400 million swing and, you know, have a pop-up ball go into the outfield. Oh, so exciting. I love baseball. baseball is so dead. Right when the Cubs won the World Series, I was like, I never need to watch baseball again. Honestly, that was the top of the mountain. That was the climax. There is never going to be a better moment in baseball than the Cubs winning the World Series. I think the only way baseball could get back to being good is if the Yankees got good. You can hate on the Yankees all you want, but when the Yankees are good, and you got the Yankees versus the Red Sox, you got a little more going on in the league. During the home run derby, Dodgers fans fight. Wild haymakers. Bro, I'm telling you, Dodgers fans and Giants fans, the San Francisco Giants, well, also the New York Giant fan too, They're all losers, bro. They get so worked up over sports. They get so mad. And they don't realize that these millionaire athletes are not impressed. These millionaire athletes don't care. They're not going, oh, my God. Joe and Bob got into a fight because they're fans of the team. Oh, thank you for getting into a fight and making our team look bad, being the Los Angeles Dodgers, that already has kind of a sketchy, you know, reputation of either being bandwagon fans or people that get into fistfights. And before I read the rest of the article here from TMZ about the fight, I haven't heard the audio yet because everything I do on this show, I do in the beginning of the show because that's when most people are listening. And I also listen to things for the first time. I don't listen before because I want to have the same reaction and experience as my audience. So I have not heard this yet. This is the Dodgers fans getting into a fight, and this is the audio. Because in 2022, why try to break up a fight? Honestly, why would you want to break up a fight? The old boomer attitude is, oh, those millennials and Gen Z are filming things. With the craziness in this world, I don't want to be a part of it. All right, let's see what's going on in this fight. All right, I can't play it because there's music going on, but let me give you the play-by-play. He punches him in the face, and he punches him in the face, and then he punches him in the face. It's really unfortunate that I can't play any music on here. My next goal for this podcast would be to have it be where I can play music. I think it'd really spice up the show. Oh, wait, that's right. I used to play music on the show, and then every single episode got deleted by Spreaker because of copyright. Yeah. They didn't even give me a heads up like, hey, we're about to delete all your shows. Maybe you want to back it up a little bit. The sweet swings of Juan Soto and Julio Rodriguez. Oh, yeah. Big names in baseball. Were apparently not enough to cool down some hotheads at Monday night's home run derby because two fans got into a wild fight right in their seats. The scrap went down in the left field bleachers at Dodgers Stadium just as Soto had won the event. And you can see the video at TMZ, which I'll tweet out at Ryan Hoppy Radio. I'm telling you right now, it's always out in the bleachers. You know what I mean? It's always out there because it's hot out and you're at an event, but the sun's blaring on you and you're sweating. And then the guy's wearing a Clayton Kershaw jersey, which, you know, Clayton Kershaw probably is not happy with that. If I am a fan of a sports team and I'm wearing my favorite player's jersey, I can only imagine that that favorite player is probably not happy to be associated with a brawl. I don't think Clayton Kershaw went to the game and was like, well, he wouldn't be at a home run derby, but you know what I'm saying. That's dumb, too. Why would that fan wear a Clayton Kershaw jersey to a home run derby? But I can imagine Clayton being like, yeah, I'm going to wake up in the morning and just be thankful that I'm alive and want people to get into fights in my jersey. Not at all. Fortunately for everyone involved, the flurry of blows quickly turned into a wrestling match, allowing others to intervene and break things up. Once the action was over, the man in the Kershaw jersey appeared to accuse the other man of inciting it all, yelling, "He began it!" Oh, that guy's got a small dick. I don't get fighting, man. I love passive-aggressive energy. Not when it's being done towards me in a corporate world. More when, like, you ghost on somebody and you let people know. Like, if somebody were to go, hey, you're an asshole, which I get every day on the internet, I just block you and go, bye. And then you beg me to unblock you and I go, no. And then you write about it on Reddit. I don't get why these Dodgers fans are so worked up over it. Oh, yeah. I really respected the honor of Clayton Kershaw. You should probably go home. Your wife's probably cheating on you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh yeah. This following segment is being brought to you by Dwayne the Mattress Guy and Mattress by Appointment, Hillsboro. Let me tell you, they are the best in the Bay. No one's going to keep them down. 813 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. Call Dwayne the Mattress Guy and tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
$9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Well,
or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
My mic was off. 856 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Oh, yeah. I see this here. Now, listen. I am not a professional. I am not an analyst when it comes to sports, but I can break it down like the rest of you. But I'm not like Colin Cowherd or any of those guys where I sit behind a microphone and pretend to know things and then I'm incorrect. And then a year later, I go, I never said that. And then there's video footage of me on Twitter. Sports radio is the worst. But I will say that there is nothing worse than Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh was the coach of the 49ers, and he kind of ruined Kaepernick even before Kaepernick kneeled and everyone made a big deal out of nothing. And then he went to Michigan and has done nothing. Jim Harbaugh just has that energy of not being a deadbeat dad, but the one when you bring your boyfriend home, he's like, you better treat my daughter well, even though I neglected her whole life. He just has bad energy. And when I saw this headline here, I was not surprised. When I found out that Jim Harbaugh was a keynote speaker at a Right to Life event, Let the Unborn Be Born. When I found out that he was at an anti-abortion rally, I didn't go, whoa, breaking news. Why is it always the Caucasian white rich man telling everybody, well, telling women rather, what to do with their body? Why is it always these rich guys that can afford anything, that could afford a nanny to be a deadbeat dad? Why is it always them telling women what to do with their body? I'm sick of it. Since when is Jim Harbaugh worth probably between 50 to 80 million? Oh, yeah. He's really got a pulse. You know what I did there? He's really able to, relate to us. And he could totally relate to someone that got raped by their uncle. Yeah, just have the baby. It's God's gift. Yeah, he's worth 35 million. Oh, yeah. He's really able to relate to us. All right. This is from TMZ. Jim Harbaugh is against abortion, and the Michigan football coach delivered a passionate message on the controversial subject, saying, I believe in having the courage to let the unborn be born. Courage. How about this, Jimmy? Why don't we properly teach sex ed in school and how to have safe sex? Everybody's talking about abortion. Why not teach people how to properly use condoms and have condoms get, dropped off at prom or something? Jim Harbaugh, who is Catholic. Of course Harbaugh is Catholic. He reminds me of my dad, rest in peace. Just an angry Catholic white Caucasian male. I'm angry because I'm Catholic and I have repressed feelings. I don't even think my dad had repressed feelings. He was just an angry Catholic. But my God, white Caucasian males in the Catholic Church are so angry. I'm so angry.
Shut up.
He was assigned to deliver the keynote address Sunday during the Plymouth Right to Life dinner and auction. Oh, that's good. Nothing seems more relatable to what abortion actually is. For a lot of times, it's they didn't realize the guy finished, or they were drunk or whatever, and they can't afford to be parents, or tragically, it might be rape, or maybe you just don't want the kid. And nothing says right to life and being relatable like having an anti-abortion event, but in reality, it's an auction to make money, which is all of religion. I fucking hate religion. If religion makes you a good person and it helps you sleep at night, good. But my God, I'm so sick of religious assholes. Tired of it. All right. I just don't get it. Like, why do you care what someone does with their body? It's very controlling. Oh, wait, that's right. Jim Harbaugh is controlling and sucked as a coach. Jim Harbaugh, if you guys watch the NBA, I'm going to have a quick reference. And if you don't watch the NBA, you're not going to get it. But Jim Harbaugh is Tom Thibodeau. And I'll explain it this way. Tom Thibodeau had Derrick Rose 10 years ago, and he had him play all these crazy minutes, and then Derrick Rose tore his ACL and was never the same. Jim Harbaugh hasn't had players. I mean, I'm sure there's players that have been injured because of him, but it's that the players love him in the beginning because he's an intense coach, man. But then it gets tiring. It's kind of like if Gary Vee was your coach. It's like the hustle culture is cool in the beginning, and then it's like, God damn, I need a nap. I love life, he says. I believe in having a loving care and respect for life and death. My family and my science are what drives these beliefs in me. Yeah, would you be loving life if you made $35,000 a year and your net worth was $35,000, not $35 million, you out-of-touch asshole? Tired of it. I am tired of the rich and elite defining this country, the 1%. Unless you're a 1%er on OnlyFans, I'm not going to subscribe to porn, but I do respect it. Though, throughout the night, Harbaugh acknowledged conversations about abortion that can get passionate and messy, but maintains respect and civility when dealing with each other and says that can go a long way. I have faith in the American people to ultimately develop the right policies and laws for all lives involved. I recognize one personal thinking regarding morality of a particular action may differ from their thinking or whatever there is going on in their mind on whether government should make the action illegal. I don't get it. Tell me. Because it's always like kind of slut-shaming. Whenever you hear from somebody that's pro-abortion, there's no reality in there. Or I mean, not pro abortion, anti-abortion. There's no reality in there. Like, they're just like, God's going to take care of it. They have no concept of reality. They're out of it. But then again, they didn't have concept of reality in the beginning because they're Roman Catholic. 856-49-HOPPY. NBA's Miles Bridges of the Charlotte Hornets pleads not guilty to felony domestic violence. Oh, that's good. NBA star Miles Bridges, which I'm sick of TMZ calling everybody a star. Not every player is a star. They've been doing this for 12 to 15 years since they came onto the scene. NBA superstar Chris Humphries, NBA superstar Lamar Odom. There's about nine of them in the league. Miles Bridges is a nice player, but TMZ, that is the most hacky clickbait thing ever. Not every player is elite. He has been charged with felony domestic violence and child abuse in Los Angeles after allegedly beating the mother of his kids in front of the children. Oh, he took a play out of the playbook of Floyd Mayweather. TMZ Sports broke the headline late last month. The 24-year-old former Charlotte Hornet turned himself turned himself into the authorities in LA the day after the incident. He was ultimately released after putting up $130,000 in bond. Now Bridges has been slapped with one felony count of injuring a child's parents and two felony counts of child abuse, likely to cause bodily injury or death. I know TMZ claims that Miles Bridges is an NBA star, but in reality, he's an okay player, but doesn't live up to his potential and chokes when it matters. Here's the thing. The Charlotte Hornets with, which ball is it? There's LiAngelo, there's LaVar Ball, there's, there's like four players. They all have the same name. He plays for the Charlotte Hornets. LaMelo Ball. There's LaMelo Ball who plays for the Charlotte Hornets. Then there's LaVar Ball, their loud father. And then there is Lonzo Ball and then LiAngelo. They really like beginning things with L. Because they take the L's. No, literally. There's this thing called the NBA play-in tournament. Where you have to win one game and then you have to win the next game to go into the playoffs. If you're like the ninth or 10th seed, which means like you're an okay team, but you win one game, you lose one game. Like your record's 41 and 41. Like you're just 500. You know what I mean? And even some teams might be like 37 and 44. You know what I mean? If I'm doing the math correctly, which I'm pretty good at basic math. And this team with Miles Bridges and LaMelo Ball, they're good. There's moments that they can beat a great team. And then there's moments they'll lose by 20 to the worst team possible. And the last two play-in tournaments, they've lost by like 30 points. And this year, remember the guy that threw the mouth guard at the like 16-year-old girl because he missed when he was trying to hit the dude that was, heckling him when he was walking in the tunnel after getting kicked out of the game because he was getting aggressive on the court? And got kicked out of a lot of games this year. Yeah, that's the same dude, Miles Bridges, that attacked his family. So it's not really a surprise to me that a dirtbag like him would hurt his family and that same dirtbag would be in trouble on the court. Controversial LA attorney George Gaxson addressed the charges of Miles, saying, "Domestic violence creates physical, mental, and emotional trauma that has a long impact on survivors." He continues to say, "Children who witness family violence are especially vulnerable, and the impact on them is immeasurable. Bridges will be held accountable for his actions, and our Bureau of Victim Services will support the survivors during the difficult process." And he's also a dummy. He's a dummy for many reasons. But like the day that this happened was the day that he got offered like a contract by the Charlotte Hornets, which he should be grateful that someone was offering him a nice contract because he's not that good of a player. And what I mean by that is literally, I don't know. You're being offered all this money and then you attack your family. You make all men look bad. And then he like really punched her. It's like a Rihanna situation. I see the gruesome injuries here on TMZ, which, yeah, I get it. TMZ has no shame in putting up the pictures of a battered person. Like, I get why they do it, but they're like, "Here's the slideshow." It's like, what's in your closet? Harvey Levin? Where's the skeletons there? 856-49-HOPPY. Now, let me tell you, because I know Joe Rogan needs the approval of Ryan Hoppy. But I'm not the biggest Joe Rogan fan, but I'm not a Joe Rogan hater. Joe Rogan is a poor man's Opie and Anthony without a sidekick that's funny. When he had Brian Redband or whatever that guy's name was, it was a better show. But now it's all corporate and whatever. But I respect it. I used to be jealous of it, and I was jealous of murder podcasts, but I respect it. I don't like it. I think it's too long and boring, and I'm more of a guy that's into like traditional radio, like listening to Howard on Sirius XM, but that's because I'm an old soul that grew up with FM radio. If Joe Rogan was on the radio, he would get no ratings because the time spent listening would not be that long because it's just so long and drawn out. He's lucky it's a podcast. But I'm not a Joe Rogan hater. I appreciate it. Also, whatever that anti-COVID medicine was, ivermectin or whatever that Aaron Rodgers was talking about, everybody was like upset that Joe Rogan was promoting it. And I was like, whatever, let him do it. He's a dummy. and any of his dumb psychophant, if that's how you say the word, I believe, psychophant, whatever, his dumb fans that bow down to him, if they want to take it and die of COVID because they didn't actually get Moderna or Pfizer, let them have it, man. They probably also bought that overpriced elk jerky or whatever Joe Rogan eats. So Joe Rogan's quote about he had a political jab, and it was, maybe just go shoot the homeless. He's under fire for joke. Joe Rogan's back in hot water for making a pretty horrific crack about shooting unhoused people in L.A. And even though he'll probably say people miss his point, he's getting ripped for the joke. It's very weird. I had this weird concept the other day. So edgy things throughout the years have helped us get to where we're at. Here's what I mean. If it wasn't for shock jock radio like Howard, Steve Dahl, Opie and Anthony, there wouldn't be talk shows. If it wasn't for All in the Family and The Simpsons, there wouldn't be sitcoms. I know there were other sitcoms before All in the Family, but Married with Children, all those edgy ones, even Cheers is edgy. Family Guy, South Park. Without NWA, there wouldn't be rap music. Like, there's all these edgy things that now could get canceled that are the reason why we have things. And what's weird is we try to erase the past like it was never there. Like, you know, Jimmy Kimmel wearing blackface. I'm surprised that's not gotten him canceled. He must have the best, you know, PR agent ever. It's called being whipped by your wife, Molly. All these things in the past that are offensive. Blazing Saddles, any Clint Eastwood movie. You get my point. The movie with that weird rape scene. What is it? Revenge of the Nerds or whatever. All these things that are popular that dictated what we have now. If they came out now, they wouldn't be allowed on TV. Does that make any sense? It's so weird to think that, like, the boomers and Gen Xers were able to take a joke more. Now, I get they were all assholes, but it's just so bizarre to me that we are taking in entertainment that was inspired by things that we want to cancel. So it's like, why are we even watching entertainment if it's based off of something we were offended by and would cancel now? Like, you could not premiere Seinfeld or Friends on TV. I don't know if that makes any sense. It's very bizarre. Joe Rogan fired off the comments on the most recent episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. He was discussing LA's crisis with comedian Tom Segura and griped about homeless people belonging, about homeless people's belongings being taken around public areas. Tom chimed in that all the things is personal property and you can be taken into jail if you attempt to remove a homeless person's possessions. Joe Rogan's response is why this went viral. He said, you'll get arrested. That's hilarious. But they wouldn't arrest you if you shot somebody. Maybe you should just go shoot the homeless people. It kind of reminds me, it's not the same as Don Imus's nappy-headed comment from 15 years ago, but it's that same concept where it's just an idiot babbling, or like the things Opie and Anthony or Howard would say back in the day, or the Grease Man, all these shock jocks on the radio that got canceled. People don't realize that I've met people that know Joe Rogan, like comedians that know people that know Joe Rogan, and he's like a chill dude. He's not going around LA when he's with his fam, or now he's in Texas, but he's not going around saying this in public. He's very low key. I don't get why people don't realize it's a character. You know what I mean? And I've learned that. I've met all these comedians. All comedians are so unhappy. Me and comedians don't vibe. I've hung out with probably almost 100 comedians, and they always kind of judge my quirkiness. And I'm like, you're trying to make a room of people laugh because you're self-conscious and you have a small dick and you're judging me? Got it. 856-49-HOPPY. I don't know. So we have breaking news here. I have news that is going to change your life forever. Bradley Cooper is in a good relationship, man. Good for him. I was so worried about Bradley Cooper's love life. But now that I know he's in a good relationship, I can sleep better at night. I sleep good, though, because of the Allie gummies. Bradley Cooper and Huma Abedin are keeping their romance casual. As it reveals, the actor finds her intriguing and challenging. Oh, that's something you want to say to the public. Ah, this girl I've been hanging out with and we haven't really hooked up yet. She's really challenging. But let me tell you, my girlfriend played hard to get when we're first dating. And those are the girls you want. The ones that bang you on the third day and then coast on you. That might be a fun time for a second. But if you want a relationship that will last forever or a good amount of time, if you want to get a divorce at 50 because you have a midlife crisis, I'm not doing that. My girl's my girl. But you know what I'm saying? If you want a relationship that lasts a while, those are the ones that don't give it up in the first second. Like, there were times I would hook up with somebody on the first date and I'm like, man, you ain't the thing. You're giving it up too easy. Bradley Cooper and Huma Abedin are reportedly dating and keeping their relationship under wraps. And that's the way to do it. Because nobody needs to know about your relationship. It is beautiful that all of you, 20,000 people that listen to Happy Hour every year, it is unbelievable that none of you know who my girlfriend is. I love it. I crave it. The movie actor and political staffer are not in a rush to get serious with their romance in the early stages and casual, according to People. Vogue editor Ann Winter says they are dating, but it's not a full speed ahead type thing yet. That was what my girlfriend told me, too. You take it 15 miles per hour. And then once you get the engine revving,
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hour, we'll be right back.
Oh, yes. Following segment is brought to you by FitsAgeFitness.net. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best fitness trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. If you don't live in the Bay Area, you can sign up at FitsAgeFitness.net. Just go to FitsAgeFitness.net.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And go to quadpod.com/ryanhoppy. QOD.com/ryanhoppy. The best podcast network around. And also, if you're listening live on Z Radio Live, hi.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
But if you're listening via podcast, listen to Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, at ZRadioLive.com, and search up Z Radio Live on Odyssey and TuneIn. And if you're listening live right now on Z Radio Live, go to TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, all the podcasts, Amazon Music, all the platforms. Search up Hoppy Radio. Some more news in baseball. It's so relevant. Blue Jays pitcher Kevin Gausman slams adult baseball fan who elbowed kid out of the way to get his ball autographed. I swear, I hate autograph hounds. I hate the people that always know where the celebrities or athletes are at. And they're like, me, and they shove kids out of the way, and that's what happened. An adult fan has been slammed online after he was filmed elbowing a kid out of the way to get his ball autographed. So he pulled a Nancy Pelosi of elbowing a kid. The unidentified San Diego Padres fan was filmed reaching over a preteen boy who apparently also leaned over another young child. He wanted Verlander's autograph, and he began waving his ball until he hit the preteen. The child tried to push him back, at which the older fan intentionally hits the child, who looks at him incredulously as he begins to argue with the boy. Weird, man. It's just an autograph. I'm bigger on selfies because it's like a more memorable moment, but my God, I don't get the autograph. It's such a boomer thing. It's a signature. Cool. I don't care. It's a baseball. I need it signed, an absolute scribble. You know what? Just go to, I don't know, Target might be out of baseballs because of, you know, the supply shortage. But go to Dick's Sporting Goods or wherever you get a baseball, play it against sports, and just grab a Sharpie and just scribble Clayton Kershaw, and it's the same thing. I get it's worth money, but autographs is so out of date. But then again, somebody who would elbow kids to get an autograph doesn't have common sense. So I don't expect him to be really thinking about things. Oh, man. Zach Wilson, quarterback of the New York Jets, who cheated on his girlfriend with his mom's best friend. You're telling me someone that would cheat on their girlfriend with their mom's best friend would have an annoying mom that makes it about her? Whoa, what a concept. You're telling me that somebody who cheats has a mom that's kind of annoying? Zach Wilson's mom, Lisa, chides Joke News for taking pictures of her at gym after wild rumor. Stop making videos. You made it about you at the NFL draft. This is what you get. If you want to be rich and famous, this is what you get, honey. Lisa Wilson has a bone to pick with some Joke News sources. I bet she likes picking the bones. In a series of posts on social media Tuesday, the mother of Jets quarterback Zach Wilson claimed that unnamed outlets were hiding out in the parking lot of her fitness facility to snap photos days after her 22-year-old son was at the center of a wild dating rumor. Look, believe me, I know that life can be dumb. I mean, hell, I just found out that there were some ridiculous news sources, like Joke news sources, hiding out in the parking lot of my gym taking pictures of me. Oh, you love every second of it. Oh, don't do it. Then don't address it and act like it's not there. When you address it, you dummy, you're making a bigger deal of it. And then she goes on social media and says, you're in charge of your own happiness and none of these people get to write your tale. So she's pretty much projecting. She's not happy and she doesn't know what her future holds besides clinging off of her son that probably will get screwed by the Jets because he might be a good quarterback, but you can be the best quarterback ever, but when you're drafted by the Jets? I don't get it. All right. Here is Zach Wilson's mom. She is so beautiful. I would have swiped right on Tinder. 856. Oh, did I know me?
Believe me, I know that sometimes life can be stupid.
Yeah, like your son banging a middle-aged woman while being in a relationship. It's fine for a millennial to, you know, get their experience in, even though he's Gen Z. It's fine for someone in their early 20s to hook up with older women, but when you're cheating on your girlfriend doing it, scumbag, but when you're single, go for it.
Believe me,
banging a middle-aged woman is like getting your quarterback reps in. It's like being Aaron Rodgers and learning behind Brett Favre. You can learn a thing or two.
Believe me, I know that sometimes life can be stupid. I mean, hell, I just found out that there were some ridiculous news sources, like Joke news sources, hiding out in the parking lot of my gym taking pictures of me. So I get it. I know some days it just doesn't feel like you're going to be able to make it out, but you're in charge of your own happiness. None of these people get to tell you if you're going to be happy or not. None of these people.
But this is what they want. They want you to react, dummy. Are you seriously that dumb? She is, because she's Mormon.
Well, get to write your story. Every day, every single day, you get vertical, mm-hmm. You get on your feet, you look in the mirror and you say, girl.
And say, girl, I failed as a mother.
Today's going to be a damn good day.
Then don't make videos. Live in the moment. She probably checks the other folder on the DMs. You know she listens to everybody. Novak Djokovic does not want to get vaccinated. And he is out of the U.S. Open over COVID vax. I don't get it, dude. When you really talk to somebody, because listen, I believe that you can be anti-vax. I don't care. I lost one of my closest mentors who is very anti-government, very much independent and about his own thing. And he didn't get vaccinated, and he died last August. And he was middle-aged, overweight, had breathing problems, and it killed him. And if he would have been vaccinated, he would have survived. Just a matter of fact. And then I know somebody else who's incredibly overweight and has breathing problems, and he got COVID, and he was vaccinated, and he survived. What a concept. And then we hear all these people that are like literally dying or about to die and they're in the hospital and they're not vaccinated. And they're like, oh, I should have been vaccinated. It's just such small dick energy when you're like, I don't need a needle in me. I'll do cocaine from some random drug dealer. And I don't know if it's fentanyl, but something that was made in a lab by professional scientists. I get there's money involved and they rolled it out really fast and it's not perfect. But so what if it affects you a little bit? If you get COVID, you're not going to be as sick. My girlfriend got COVID. She wasn't as sick because she was vaccinated. I got COVID before the vaccine came out, and I was really sick. It's so dumb. Oh, you can't put a needle in you? It's because you don't like being told what to do. And then you wonder why people don't like you. I'm sick of it. And then anti-vaxxers always kind of judge you. They're always like, are you vaccinated? And I'll be like, yeah. And then they're like, tuh. And then it's like, they don't want to talk to you. Like, oh, I'm above you. Like, cool, dude. I literally lost one of my closest mentors from him not being vaccinated. And I'm not mad at him because he's not here anymore. But if he was vaccinated, he would have lived. And then they go, if you're not vaccinated, or if you are vaccinated, it's the same thing because you can be vaccinated and get COVID. Yeah, but you're not going to die, dummy. I can't. The COVID-19 drama isn't behind Novak Djokovic just yet. Tennis officials confirmed the legendary player will not compete in the upcoming Grand Slam, the U.S. Open, unless he gets vaccinated. So he's not. The 35-year-old Serbian tennis player who isn't vaccinated against the virus will not be on the court in Flushing Meadows, Queens, because the U.S. doesn't allow unvaccinated non-citizens to enter the country. All right. This is from BBC News. This is him talking about not being vaccinated.
Have you received any vaccination against COVID?
I have not.
Because I'm so edgy and wild, and I'm very lazy during sex, and women don't like me.
Why?
I understand that...
That I took advice from Aaron Rodgers.
And support fully the freedom to choose, you know, whether you want to get vaccinated or not.
That's the thing, is they don't like being told. It's like, you don't tell me what to do, but it's going to save your life, you dumb idiot. You imbecile. You idiot.
Not. And I have not spoken about this before, and I have not disclosed my medical record.
Cool, bro. He must just be so awful to be around, man.
And my vaccination status, because I had the right to keep that private in this.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done with him. It's the right to keep it private. Cool, dude. Cool.
Now that we switched to Frontier Gig Fiber, we can all be...
Fuck Frontier. Worst company ever. 856-49-HOPPY. Sorry about that pop-up. Drake parties in Ibiza as intruder claims to be his son. Crashes his $75 million Beverly Hills mansion. You know that's got to be a little nerve-wracking for Drake. Like, he's probably had sex with probably thousands of women. And you go, eh. Like, there's got to be a little bit of fear about, what if it is my kid? I think he should be more fearful that there might be some mental health issues by the way he was trying to groom Millie Bobby Brown and Billie Eilish.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. This following segment's been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir Academy is the best, I'm a man of my words. He's changed my life forever. And he's just really good, man. You got a significant other you want to take out some aggression with? You can go boxing. I did that last week. Me and my girlfriend got into an argument, and then we boxed and blah, blah, blah. Not like boxing, like the punch out from 5 years ago, but like she held up the pads I punched. I held up the pads she punched. It was a good time. He's also got a woman self-defense class. He's got classes for kids. He's got everything. Monday through Saturday, go to AmirAcademy.com and tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
It's time to turn Hoppy on. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. Talk dirty to me. 856-49-HOPPY. And by talking dirty to me, that's I have here a radio offer to have Hoppy in the Morning be syndicated full-time with benefits. So I can talk dirty to my girlfriend all day long. You can literally have the best sex ever, but the day you're going to find out you have a full-time job in this economy.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Oh, yeah.
Said it lost about a million subscribers last quarter.
We're never perfect a day in our lives. Let's rewind this.
Meantime, Netflix stock was a surprise hit on Wall Street yesterday after the company said it lost about a million subscribers last quarter, not the 2 million it had predicted.
Oh, that's good. Only half of what you predicted. That is a big number, bro. That's like all of Dallas. Think about it. Well, here's the problem with Netflix. First of all, there was another article where the CEO was projecting, and he said that basic TV, like watching things like if you're having cable and watching FX or USA or TNT or watching CBS, Fox, ABC, CW, which no one watches anyway, or NBC, that those are going to be obsolete in 5 years and it'll just be about local news. I think he's projecting that Netflix will be obsolete in 5 years. The only reason anybody would get Netflix was to watch Ozark or Stranger Things or the new Tiger King. And then the worst part is Netflix spends all their money on these woke material. And it's like, no, thank you, man. The best, because I have all of them. The best one is probably HBO Max. It goes in this order. HBO Max, Hulu, Peacock. Let me see what I've had here. I'm going to look at all the, this is riveting radio. Ryan ranking his favorite services. Number one goes HBO Max. Then it goes Hulu. Then it goes Peacock. Then it goes Disney Plus. Then it goes Apple TV. Then it goes FX Now or Pluto TV, Amazon Prime, and then Netflix. There you go.
It's also said that it expects to gain back another 1 million customers over the next 3 months.
Why? What's coming out?
They are the world's largest streaming service, so
not for long.
Its rough start this year had many investors worried that the TV streaming boom was over. Netflix also revealed yesterday.
No, The boom of TV is not over. Netflix is over.
Today, it's going to launch a lower cost service.
Oh, thank God.
With ads, and that's going to start early next year, you guys.
Can't wait. It's going to be a good time. Nothing so exciting like watching Netflix. Here's a little more on it.
This morning, all eyes on Netflix as the streaming superpower may be facing a new plot twist. In a play to lure back viewers, Netflix is rolling out the blockbuster Gray Man this week.
Oh, I can't wait. Everyone's been talking about Gray Man. Hey, everybody, you hear about Gray Man?
It stars Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans as dueling assassins.
Oh, Ryan Gosling being an assassin? That's so believable.
It cost $200 million. The most.
I don't know what's more believable. Miles Teller flying a plane in Top Gun or these idiots being assassins?
Expensive feature film Netflix.
$200 million. It was $200 million to make. Oh, yeah. We're going to be watching that. Gray Man.
It cost $200 million.
I'd rather watch a documentary about the Grease Man getting canceled from radio.
Most expensive feature film Netflix has ever made. And it's a gamble. The streaming giant hoping to bring back...
Yeah, that's the problem. Those idiots spent so much money on things. Like, god damn, bro. Some of the best projects are low budget. Trailer Park Boys, Blair Witch Project. You don't need to put $200 million. God, they're idiots. Just hemorrhaging money. Why are we losing subscribers? Because it's garbage original content. People want nostalgia. People liked Netflix when it had The Office, when it had Parks and Rec, when it had Friends. I don't know. Dummies.
The subscribers it lost and pull in some new ones. It comes at a critical juncture. Netflix will report its second quarter earnings today.
Everyone is watching to see how many subscribers Netflix loses in the second quarter. It warned that it would lose 2 million subscribers in the second quarter. The question is, does it do better than that or does it lose more?
In April, Netflix announced
it's going to lose more. Now, they're smart on adding the feature to watch ads. I have no problem with ads because it's like a little piss break. If you're watching something long, you can go to the bathroom. I just don't like when it's louder when I'm sleeping, when the volume is like this, when the volume's not too loud, and then you come back and it's like that to break. I hate that.
Announced it lost 200,000 subscribers, the first time that has happened in a decade.
Oh, geez.
And the stock price took a nosedive.
Duh. Oh, I think it was going to go up. Of course it's going to go down.
Netflix cut 300 jobs and said it was going to crack down on password sharing.
Oh, that's good. They're in a really tough position with the password sharing thing. I don't pay for Netflix. Please, I want to shell out $16 to watch one good movie a month.
Content is also key. This summer, Netflix hit it big. Season 4 of Stranger Things passed a billion hours viewed, the company.
But what's the future? That's the thing with Netflix, is they'll have shows like that or Ozark, but what else? Orange is the New Black flamed out. House of Cards was solid back 10 years ago, Jesus. But I don't know, man.
He says. The series.
Oh, Squid Games, please give it to me. It was so obnoxious. Maybe I'm just projecting.
Second only to Squid Game. But with everyone feeling the pinch of inflation, getting rid of a streaming service is a quick way to cut back.
And honestly, when I'm at home, I watched so much TV during this year. Honestly, I've watched so much TV the last 2 years, and now I'm listening to like my favorite radio shows that are getting older, like Lex and Terry, Free Beer and Howings, Howard. So I don't really, you know, watch TV. I watched maybe 14, 15 shows in the last 2 years. It gets a little burnt out.
And it's easy, right? And you look at your bill.
Yeah, the worst is like when you think you have more money in your account and then Netflix takes money from you and you're like, god damn it.
End of the month and you say, oh, what can go? Well, maybe that goes.
Yeah, I agree. 856. Oh, did that happen? It's 856-494-6773.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Yep, that's Alex Rodriguez grabbing dinner in Los Angeles. Just mere hours after the world found out J-Lo got hitched.
Yeah, he's having a crisis.
And you look gorgeous.
Such good quality by J-Lo. Hey, guys, this is what it sounds like. There's like wind in the background. Get a better microphone. Millionaires are so dumb, bro. You ever heard like a disgruntled radio guy or comedian try to do a podcast and they have money for equipment? It sounds like this. Listen to this quality of a J-Lo video, dummy. Hey guys, I feel beautiful. I'm going to skip over it because it's such bad quality.
Saturday, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck made it wedding ring official in an intimate ceremony at Las Vegas Little White Chapel.
That's cool, bro.
I do's come after the couple broke off their first engagement in 2004.
I think this is all publicity and it's like a business relationship. I'm not saying they don't love each other, but it's a little suspicious.
Then rekindled their love in 2021.
Oh, that's good.
Following J-Lo's split from A-Rod.
Yeah.
Fast forward to Sunday, the same day news broke that Jen and Ben tied the knot.
Yeah.
Alex spent the evening having food at Mr. Chow.
He's been low-key recently, but of course he would go out to make it about him. Hey, paparazzi, take a picture of me. I got a small dick because of the roids and my small dick energy.
Baseball pro David Ortiz in Beverly Hills. After dinner, he was seen chatting and laughing with friends.
I feel dead inside.
I'm at a point in my life that I'm actually doing all the things that I love to do.
Oh, that's good.
As far as how the former Yankee star feels about J-Lo now, well, here's what he recently told Martha Stewart.
Look, hate that bitch.
Had a great time. Here's what I will tell you about Jennifer.
She doesn't like being cheated on with some dumb blonde from the Southern Charm show.
I was telling some of my colleagues here the other day, she's the most talented human being I've ever been around.
Oh, that's good. Didn't have to cheat. You cheated in a relationship. You cheated in baseball. Of course you notice her talent. I mean, she copied Selena, but whatever.
I've ever been around. Hardest worker.
Yeah.
And I think she is the greatest performer, live performer in the world today.
When it comes.
Wow, that's saying a lot. Don't believe that, but just saying. Today, out of all the, I mean, what do you have? A doll up there looking all frumpy? I guess it's correct.
The Jen, a source tells ET, she doesn't really think of him. Saying, quote, Jen is focused on herself and doesn't even think twice about A-Rod or his current love life.
Yeah, he cheated on her. I've never been cheated on, I don't think, but well, my last two girlfriends, but you definitely like, you're not going to want to think about them after you've been cheated on.
Moving on to Ben's ex, Jennifer Garner. We know what she was doing while Jennifer was exchanging vows over the weekend.
What's she doing?
The actress shared this selfie on Instagram, looking carefree while biking along the coast in Lake Tahoe, California.
Yeah, she can look carefree all she wants, but the fact that she's doing that, overcompensation.
And here she is taking in the ocean views and flying high on a paragliding adventure.
Yeah.
Garner wed Affleck in 2005, just 1 year after he called off his engagement to J-Lo. They welcomed three kids together, Violet, Serafina, and Samuel,
before finalizing
their divorce in 2018.
Yeah.
But now we can officially say there is a new Mrs. Affleck.
Gross. A5, that was gross. I just like slurped. 49 Hoppy. Speaking of gross.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Chris Evans is on the market to finding his perfect match.
Quit making bad movies. Also, when you're on the market looking for somebody, you're kind of forcing it.
While promoting his new flick, The Gray Man, alongside Ana de Armas, the 41-year-old was asked by Shondaland's Marielle Turner what he's currently, quote, laser-focused on.
Finding a wife, because I'm having a crisis and I need a wife to make me look better.
After taking some time to think, he ended up giving a very honest answer.
What?
The answer would be that maybe laser-focused on finding a partner, you know, someone that you want to live with. I mean, look, I love what I do, and it's great what I pour.
No, you don't. You don't love what you do. When you have to tell somebody you love what you do, but then you critique it, it's like when someone goes, I love you, but I'm going to insult you. You don't love it. When you have to begin by saying you love it, you don't.
All of myself into it. But in terms, even this industry is full of pockets of doubt and, you know, hesitation. And
you need to see a shrink, bro.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Although this is me every day.
Out and, you know, hesitation.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This is me every single day when I wake up.
Of doubt and, you know, hesitation.
This following segment's been brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you he's the best around, I'm a man of my words. He has a salon loft on Kennedy Boulevard right next door to McDonald's. Go to richkbarber.com and sign up for an appointment.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Listen to Hoppy Hour at any time, anywhere. Search Hoppy Radio on all major streaming platforms. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas may be a perfect match, but you won't find them making beautiful music together, at least not literally. The superstar revealed there's one way she refuses to collab with her husband, telling Variety in a new interview published this week, quote, "I love working with Nick, so you'll see things happen as the years unfold, but I'll never sing with him."
What about OnlyFans?
The 40-year-old has had her fair share of experience as a recording artist.
Yeah, she got a lot of experience.
Teaming up with acts including The Chainsmokers, will.i.am, and Pitbull for multiple singles.
Oh, so all the top 40 guys.
But that doesn't mean she thinks she can go toe-to-toe with pop phenom Nick.
She just doesn't want to sing with him. She's like, I need some separation from you.
Priyanka explained to the mag that she doesn't consider herself the same level of singer that he is, calling Nick, quote, a musical prodigy, and adding that there's, quote, no chance you'll find them in the studio together.
Oh, that's good. It's kind of like, I'll ask my girlfriend if she wants to, like, record some drops for me, and she's like, we need the separation. I think she's doing the same thing.
Don't think that means Pri is ruling out all projects with the Jonas Brothers musician, though. In addition to their new partnership for UK fashion and sportswear brand Perfect Moment, Priyanka also made it sound like a pretty safe bet that fans will see them team up on screen too, saying, "We're definitely developing a bunch of TV and film stuff together." The couple recently launched their most personal team effort yet, welcoming daughter Malti via surrogate back in January. And the proud new mom has long been open about starting a family. Back in 2019, Priyanka told Access Hollywood that she's wanted kids since she was 12 and raved about what a great example of motherhood her own mom set for her.
I've been ready since I was 12. I've always wanted to have kids. It's not about being ready. I feel like it'll happen when we're destined for it. It's something both of us want. It's something that we've talked about.
Yeah, I respect the fact that they're very low-key. And they waited a while.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of waiting a while, I don't even know what that means.
How would you characterize your sex life these days?
This is Jane Fonda.
Private.
Oh, you sound fun.
Jane Fonda isn't holding back.
Sounds like she did hold back. What do you mean not holding back? If this is the definition of not holding back, then I don't even know what not holding back means. If she was like, yeah, I get banged out all day, that'd be not holding back. But this answer to me is holding back a little bit.
How would you characterize your sex life these days?
Where's the not holding back? Let's hear it again. Maybe I misheard it and she gave a lot of the info. She's totally not holding back. Well, she never does.
Private. Okay.
Jane Fonda isn't holding back. The 84-year-old was on Sirius XM's Andy Cohen Live, where she got candid about her sex life, revealing that she thinks things get better for women with age.
What, more bland, like your answer?
Women, I think, tend to get better because they lose their fear of saying what they need.
Wow, you sound fun. A fish! Speaking of a dead fish.
I always want to evolve and grow and mature emotionally,
because that's how we become better people.
Khloe Kardashian is avoiding the drama surrounding Tristan Thompson as she reacts to her ex packing on the PDA with another woman, and we're learning more about their new dynamic as they prepare to welcome baby number two.
Why do you care, bro? He cheated on you with everybody.
I wanted to believe that Tristan could change. I wanted to trust him.
No, the TV writers told you to.
A lot has changed since Khloe found out about Tristan's paternity scandal on season one of The Kardashians, when he welcomed a baby boy with Marilee Nichols while...
Side chick! Daddy issues, a 101! The integrity of a dead rat, 101!
He was dating Coco.
He would be dating someone named Coco.
Here this week, a fan account posted a video of Tristan walking hand in hand in Greece with an unknown woman, and
they're all the same.
And Khloe simply liked the post.
Passive aggressive, the TV writers told her to.
So what's with Coco's like? Well, it seems like she's supporting what was written in the fan's caption, which reiterates Tristan and Khloe haven't spoken since December, aside from co-parenting their daughter True. So the fact that Tristan is enjoying the single life, not exactly a shock.
Yeah, he's never even really appreciated a relationship life. He's been a cheater since day one.
The caption also points out Coco's main focus, as long as he's a good dad to his baby.
Oh, Tristan Thompson being a good dad. That's a first. When I think of good fathers, I think of a deadbeat dad that cheats on his girl with every woman.
He's a really hands-on dad.
Oh, that's good. Let's find out when the daughter's a teenager and realizes how much of a dirtbag her father is. Maybe we'll see the true side then. But until then, shut up!
We are ushering in a new era. Sorry, had to do it. With Usher, he is ready to kick off his Vegas residency, and it is familiar territory for him, and I got all the details.
What's the name of the tour called? Giving women herpes and lying about it and then getting sued and having to pay money? That sounds like a fun tour.
25th anniversary of My Way. New residency. How you feeling?
All of that wrapped into one is a lot, right?
Yeah.
25 years of an album release.
Yeah.
And now inching up on that day. Wow.
Yeah, you do like inching up. Moving on. 856. Don't care about Usher that much. He's okay, but 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494. Moving on. 6773. So I like to put on videos. I know this is audio, so you don't really see the video version of me on this. But I like to put on trippy videos, you know. Kind of a vibe, you know, when you're recording the podcast to have a trippy video on the podcast. Know what I'm saying or heard what I said? Can this load already?
Smoke weed every day.
And I'm watching this trippy mix on YouTube to like focus so that I can keep talking or whatever. And it's showing like weird things. Like one was showing like The Simpsons, and it's trippy when you're high or whatever, allegedly maybe. And they showed a few clips, so it's like a mix. It'll be like a tunnel, it'll be heaven, it'll be Family Guy, whatever. It'll be a dancing girl, just random things. Now I'm looking at the universe. I had to change the other video, though. On the best of watching things while you're blazed, it was showing me clips from To Catch a Predator. And I was like, oh, yeah, that is such good vibes. And I had to turn it off.
Emily Ratajkowski and Sebastian Bear McLeod have split after 4 years of marriage.
She seems so boring. Also, everybody's going to be happy. She's on the market. She's going to be, I'm not saying sleeping with everybody, but he is going to be crying in bed, realizing that she's moving on. Nothing humbles a man more than when you get dumped and then you find out that she's dating other people and you're like, all the things that she did with me sexually, she got the experience and she's doing it better. A very humbling moment.
Shut up!
Just saying.
And according to multiple reports, quote, they split recently. It was M's decision. She is doing okay. She is strong and focused on her son. She loves being a mom. An insider told People magazine, adding that the model plans to file for divorce. Access Hollywood has reached out to the former couple for comment.
Who cares? I know she's got makeup to look pretty in it, but my God, I did not think she was 31 and that her husband was 35. Like, to me, she's forever like 21. 8, 5, 6, 49, Hoppy. 856-494-6773.
I thought like, oh, everybody else does this too. Not realizing that, like, no, that's freaking weird. Thinking back as an adult, I'm like, wow, that's actually so surreal.
Eminem's daughter, Haley Jade, gets nostalgic, recalling her surreal childhood.
And I'm like, holy crap.
The 26-year-old spills it all on her podcast, which launched last week. And the title, it makes a cheeky nod to her famous dad's alter ego.
I can't play that because of copyright, but it was Slim Shady.
It was called Just a Little Shady. But from what we've heard so far, it's all positive vibes from Haley. Mm-hmm. Her BFF Brittany joins her for the premiere episode, where Haley explains the purpose behind the podcast.
We want to start by addressing the elephant in the room.
Which is what? That you need to be famous or whatever?
Which is the double entendre in the name, Just a Little Shady. So on one hand, we have the aspect that I want this to be a place where I can share more about my life, talk about things I've never talked about, and just for you guys who've been with me for a long time, get to know me a little better.
She doesn't waste any time going into detail about her not-so-normal childhood, which included trips with Brittany on Haley's dad's tour bus.
Yeah, I can imagine life is probably not normal when your dad's playing an alter ego about killing your mother, essentially. It's got to be a little off-putting.
It was always like something going on that I was like, Brittany needs to come to this.
I vividly remember being in your kitchen and you were like, do you want to come on the tour bus? And I was like,
casual.
All right, moving on. It's podcast. They're so different because they're so laid back.
Let's start today off with Johnny Depp because he seems to be enjoying life since the Amber Heard trial ended. The Edward Scissorhands star was...
Yeah, he is enjoying life. Her, not so much.
With Johnny Depp because he seems to be enjoying life since the Amber Heard trial ended. Mm-hmm. The Edward Scissorhands star was spotted with a mystery redheaded woman in Italy yesterday. I know what you're thinking. I know. It wasn't me. I'm taken. But Johnny was in town to perform for the Umbria Jazz Festival alongside his fellow rock buddy, Jeff Beck. In pictures posted by...
I bet that guy's getting a lot of ass. He's probably getting a lot of ass before, but when you're hanging out with Johnny...
TMZ, Depp can be seen getting out of a van with the woman who was handing him a bag on the way to his rehearsals. Now, this mystery lady could be someone from his staff or a roadie working with him on tour.
So it's just speculation.
Perhaps a love interest. We'll just have to wait and find out who she is. Maybe she'll inspire some new music. Switching gears to Britney Spears because the pop princess took to Instagram to gush over Selena Gomez and also let fans know she didn't know that she was coming to her wedding. The Oops, I Did It Again singer thanked Selena for attending her nuptials to Sam Asghari last month alongside a photo of Sel on her IG. In the caption, Brit wrote, "She came to my wedding. I had no idea. I was so happy. She told me, I just want you to be happy. Three times. My mother does that as well. It was so cool. She was able to get to me and share her thoughts." Britney then went on to thank the Hands to Myself singer, writing, "Although I've been forced to see people against my will my whole life, she was a beautiful surprise. I appreciate all the mental health speeches she does for our generation." Well, that is a sweet message, but I'm also confused.
It's called ass kissing.
Did Britney not make her own wedding guest list? Let's close today with a congratulations to Bennifer. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are now officially married.
You know what? Every time I hear about Bennifer and I hear that dumb word, I just want to vomit, man. Yeah, I feel better now. Moving on. 856.
And let's start today with Joe Jonas showing his sweet appreciation for his wife, Sophie Turner.
God, he comes off like such an asshole. Nick Jonas seems like someone you could hang out with, but Joe, not so much.
Singer took to Instagram to share a cute video that was a tribute to the actress and showed off some of their most memorable moments, including their wedding night and what appeared to be her sitting down during a date at a restaurant. Joe captioned the post with, quote, "Started from the bottom, now we're here. I want to see your love story." Now, this tribute comes less than a week after these two welcomed their second baby girl, which their reps confirmed in a statement to People. Yeah. Okay, but switching gears to Nick Cannon and his interesting love life.
What, being a deadbeat dad?
After sparking engagement rumors.
Oh, I'm sure he totally has time to visit all 11 kids while doing 9 different radio and TV shows and films. Deadbeat father. You make all men look bad. Actually, all deadbeat fathers look bad. And then they come around and they hang out with their kids for a second. I'm back. And then they go back to being a deadbeat father. Fuck you.
With his recent Instagram post, which showed the rapper embracing a mystery woman and
never refer to him as a rapper.
Another.
Oh, yeah. We're all fans of Gigolo. Oh, such a good song.
Shot of a diamond engagement ring in a jewelry box, Nick has confirmed that he did not actually get engaged. Now, while on Entertainment Tonight, the former TV host shared that these photos were reportedly meant to promote his new song, Eyes Closed. But
his eyes are closed when he thinks about the fact that he has 11 kids.
When it comes to actually getting married, Nick revealed that he does love the idea of marriage, and quite frankly, who cares what the rest of the world thinks? You never know. This incident also comes as the 41-year-old is reportedly expecting more kids to arrive this year with two different women. And now let's talk about Lil Uzi Vert, because he is seemingly changing the status quo for rappers. This weekend, the 26-year-old updated their pronouns to they, them in their Instagram bio, seemingly hinting that they are non-binary.
Cool, man. I don't care. I love when people will come up to me and be like, I'm a they, them. And I'm like, I don't care. Do what you got to do, man. Truly, I cannot explain in words enough how much I don't care what you identify as. As long as you're happy and you get to live a life that you want to live, I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying.
I'll be using this time to just rest and relax. And
this was Bieber about a month ago.
Get back to 100% so that I can do what I was born to do.
Justin Bieber is getting back on the road after a recent health scare. A rep for the singer confirms to E! News that the pop star is resuming his Justice World tour at the end.
What's more likely? He's sick of hanging around Haley, or he's like, I'm so cured, I need the money. Because trust me, he looked awful, and it made me feel old and mortal seeing him look so old. There's no way a month later he's like, my face is broken. No, I'm back.
The end of July.
What if he actually doesn't have anything? I know he has it, but he just got punched in the face at a bar.
Bye. Back in June, Justin revealed to fans in an Instagram video that he had been diagnosed with Ramsay-Hunt syndrome and that half of his face was in paralysis.
Oh, yeah, but I'm ready a month later. Sounds like someone wants to get out of the house.
Alana Honey Boo Boo Thompson is continuing her weight loss journey.
Hell yeah. Good for her that she got her life together. Because like when you have that imbecile of a mother.
Shut up.
But good for her.
Reality star who turns 17 next month. And her.
Oh, that makes me feel old. Yikes.
Her boyfriend, Draylen Carswell, will undergo a weight loss procedure. Her manager tells E! News, Alana has been losing weight for months now and wants to do the procedure because she thinks it will help her lose more and keep it off.
Draylen's a weird guy, man. He's 20 years old and he's hanging out with a 17-year-old. I know it's like legal or whatever, but get away, dude. That's weird.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenner Roundup, starting today off with Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson.
Hell
yeah. The two lovebirds have reunited in Australia after a long 4 weeks apart for a romantic getaway. And according to a source for The Sun, the Skims founder intends to stay with Pete in his room at the resort that he's staying at and not do much else. Now, this reunion comes not too long after an insider told Hollywood Life exclusively earlier this month that the high-profile relationship is already super serious. Well, I'm just excited to see what pictures Kim shares from this trip.
Enough of you.
Maybe they'll get that Orlando
Bloom and
Harry double date after all. Moving on to Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson, because these two have different ways of preparing for a new baby, it seems.
Oh, we know. 856-49 Hoppy. Let's see what else is in this video. It's 856. Let's hear about the more normal Kardashian relationship being Devin Booker and Kendall Jenner.
About Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker seemingly confirming they are indeed back together. Yes.
Okay. He lost in the playoffs to the Mavericks by 50 points. And then a week later, when he should have been playing the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals, he was in Italy at the wedding and looked miserable. I think that affected their relationship, but they missed each other.
Yesterday, the model posted a photo to her Instagram story of the pair at Michael D. Ratner and Lauren Rothberg's wedding.
I wonder if he had fun.
with your music roundup, starting with newlyweds Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
I'm going to skip over that because I don't really feel like vomiting. And then you got this thing here about Drake being hit by an intruder that thought it was his son. A lot of times these videos have the same things. All right, let's hear about Rihanna's new outfit.
We're glad that he wasn't home at the time of this intrusion as well. Now let's talk about Rihanna, because she is looking to change the way people view maternity wear. Hollywood Life has learned exclusively that the 34-year-old new mom has a maternity wear line in the works under her Savage X Fenty line.
Cool. Don't care. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. We're about to get out of here real soon. We're going to end with those.
Today, the death penalty trial begins for convicted Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz after he pleaded guilty for killing 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. Now, after nearly 3 months of jury selection, 12 jurors will decide whether Cruz will get life in prison or be put to death. ABC.
If you give him life in prison, you are a failure. He took everyone else's life, and this is how his life should end once he's found guilty. Don't even make him sit in prison. Just kill that motherfucker.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Money. And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.